This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, aren't you excited? The week has just begun, and I am so unbelievably happy to be here and excited for tonight's show. And here's what we have on tap. And it's going to be a lot. There are going to be times you are going to cheer. You're probably going to yell at me and turn off the radio when I offend you. And that's coming almost immediately at the very beginning of the show. And so that's going to hurt to hear. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now. We're going to talk about communist judges, the concept of liberating tolerance. Have you ever heard about that? Have you ever heard that term, liberating tolerance? We'll talk about it tonight on the show. And yes, it's going to be a lot of ICE talk, National Guard, illegals, all that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And I want to give you a couple programming notes before I offend everybody. Here they are. First, I told you that today might be a history day if we didn't get a lot of big news that I had to address. All right, here's the bad news. We got a lot of big news that I have to address. It's the way it is. Tomorrow. You already know that tomorrow is the championship. Haiti takes on Somalia in our crappiest country in the world tournament. I am going to, unless there is gigantic news, I'm going to give you history tomorrow too. Tomorrow, we're going to do crappiest country in the world tournament. I may even do it in the first hour. And then it's Siege of Malta time tomorrow. And it's going to be super cool. And I don't know how long it's going to take me. Might have to divvy up into parts, but I'm going to begin it tomorrow. That's tomorrow, though. Let's talk about tonight. Tonight, in reference to what's happening in Illinois, to what's happening in Portland, we're going to rewind here for a moment, and I'm going to play you something. Now, this is me about a month ago. Remember when I said this?
Because they're having the talk I'm having with you every single day in the White House. I guarantee it, if not every other day. Okay, we want to go in. We want to go in. How? What if the cops don't work with us? What if the cops are ordered not to work with us? What if they do go in? What if they go in tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday. What if we show up for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday and a National Guard soldier has shot a black gangbanger in South Chicago? How's that going to play on the news? How do you think that's going to look? What are, and keep in mind, Trump's worried about optics too, like everyone else. What are the optics of that? How's that play across the country? And so much worse. So much, because maybe you shrugged your shoulders and said, I don't care. And don't get me wrong, I wouldn't cry over the gangbanger. What if on Friday we show up and it's a National Guardsman? He's an accountant. He does this 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the year. He's got a wife, two little babies. What if it's an accountant who wears a National Guard uniform laying dead on a Chicago sidewalk on the south side? How's that play? I am not saying don't go. This is not me saying don't go. But I think this is a much more dangerous journey than people were making it out to be. I think in a world of easily consumed headlines, we see what happened in D.C. and we say, good, send them to Seattle. Nice. Go to Portland next. Hey, how about Detroit? Got to clean that place up. Good. Send in the troops. It's become a rallying cry that is very, very simple, like most rallying cries are. But like most things in life, it's much more complicated than a rallying cry. And I'm worried.
That was me from September 3rd.
talking about Donald Trump sending in the troops to Chicago. Now, what did we see? Just in case you're not boned up on the news, what did we see? We see Portland, Chicago. There's more, but what we've seen is the street communists are ramping things up, not turning things down. And just like I feared, exactly like I expressed to you right here on the radio, we are seeing a completely hostile environment in these places from the very top of power to the very bottom of power, up to and including the police departments. Oh, I'm going to get to the big city police departments. And yeah, that's going to have you all kinds of spicy, but we're going to have to wait on that for a few. Just know I'm going to insult big city police departments. I'm warning you now, it's coming. You can turn off the radio now if you'd like to, but something has happened to them and we'll discuss why. But first, let's discuss where we are as a country. And I'm about to say something to you that you're not supposed to say on the radio. I realize you're not supposed to say this. I realize I'm supposed to sit here every single night and I'm supposed to pretend like I have all the answers for everything, but I do not. And I'm supposed to tell you that I know everything that's coming and I do not. But what I do know is where we are. What I don't know is where we're going. And where we are is this. There are parts of the United States of America now that are no longer the United States of America in any way, at all. There have always been regional differences in the country. The Northeast is going to be a little different than the Northwest, which is going to be a little different than the South, but we've got that. And urban and rural differences have always been there as well. Rural America is going to be, well, they're going to know guns a little better. It's going to have a more of a freedom mindset to it. Probably safer, won't have the same facilities, hospitals, restaurants, concerts. Urban America is going to have better food, more entertainment options, more crime, probably lean left, be bluer. These are things that have always existed in the United States of America. I'm not naive to that at all. But we have not had, since the Civil War, and I hate that comparison, I'm not saying we're in a civil war or that we're about to have another one, and I pray to God we're not, so just make sure you're clear on that. But since the Civil War, we have never had in the United States of America what we have developed in the past couple decades, and that is parts of the United States of America that are not only not the United States of America, they are hostile foreign powers. The city of Chicago, for instance, we'll focus there. Believe me, we're going to go to Portland too. It is not the United States of America any longer. And I know that hurts and I don't celebrate it. But what I will tell you is I don't know how we handle that. And I don't know where that's going. But this place is not the United States of America anymore.
Today, we are signing an executive order aimed at reining in this out-of-control administration. The order establishes ICE-free zones. That means that city property and unwilling private businesses will no longer serve as staging grounds for these raids.
Let's pause for just a moment because I realize we all get desensitized to the insanity of America's communists. Otherwise, we would all go crazy. There's only so much you have in the outrage tank and only so much I have in the outrage tank. ICE. Their job is to locate, arrest, and deport people who are here illegally. That is their job. Just, I know that's basic, but that is the job of ICE. Locate, arrest, deport people who are here illegally. People who have violated our immigration laws. And what's more, this current version of ICE is focusing almost exclusively on murderers and rapists and drug dealers. Murderers, rapists, drug dealers, go look at the rap sheets. Oftentimes, these rapists are with children. So this version of ICE
is tracking down child rapists everywhere they go who are here illegally. And the position of the Democrat Party, federal, state, and local, is they're the Gestapo. This is the position of the Democrat Party on ICE arresting and deporting child sex offenders.
And know that there is the possibility that ICE will be on the ground and causing some mayhem. Don't play into their hand. And if you have the opportunity, please protest. Pull out your phone, video everything that they're doing, whether it's an iPhone, an Android, whatever you've got, and make sure that the media sees it.
ICE is being very aggressive. Remember that they are zip-tying children. They are raiding apartment blocks in the middle of the night, separating children from their families, pulling people out onto the streets naked. They are using Gestapo tactics.
Chicago is no longer the United States of America. We will dig into this more in a moment. Before we dig into that, did you just see that tornado in North Dakota? EF5. EF5. Homes gone, like that. Floods, fires, natural disasters. And you know what hits me? Having been here during Hurricane Harvey, all the flooding, gutting out these homes in a raft on the water, pulling people out. You know what guts me? It's not the TVs and the couches. It's the home movies. It's the pictures. TV, what's a TV? You can replace a TV. Couch was old anyway. That video you have of your baby's first steps is never coming back unless you have digitized it with Legacy Box. Digitize your memories before they're gone. LegacyBox.com/Jesse saves you a pile of money. Get your box now. Get it filled up and get it sent in. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. We're about 45 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. We still have to talk judges, liberating tolerance, that horrible, horrible term, which we'll get to. So much more coming up tonight on the show. But for right now, we're talking about America's cities, some of them, not all of them. We're talking about the Chicagos, the Portlands. It'll be New York City as soon as Mamdani is elected. It's Seattle. It's these places. We have in many of our gigantic urban hubs hostile foreign entities residing inside the United States of America, and I'm talking about the city itself. We have ICE agents trying to arrest and deport foreign murderers and child sex offenders, and the Democrat Party, from top to bottom, they have locked shields in order to keep these people in the United States of America, up to and including calling it a second civil war.
The extreme right in this country refused to accept the results of the Civil War. They have repeatedly called for a rematch. But in the coming weeks, we will use this opportunity to build greater resistance. Chicagoans are clear, militarizing our troops in our city as justification to further escalate a war in Chicago will not be tolerated. This moment that we are in, Chicago was built for this moment.
How bad is it? How dangerous is it? Did you know the communists in these cities have put out officially a bounty on the head of ICE agents?
Our intelligence indicates that these people are organized. They're getting more and more people on their team as far as attacking officers, and they're making plans to ambush them and to kill them. We have specific officers and agents that have bounties that have been put out on their heads. It's been $2,000 to kidnap them, $10,000 to kill them. They've released their pictures. They've sent them between their networks, and it's an extremely dangerous situation.
Done to... And this has been done with the sanction of one of the two major parties in the United States of America. Now, none of what I just said shook you to your core. You knew most of that. Maybe hard to hear, but you knew most of that. Here's the part that is going to hurt. It includes the police. Big city police departments, big city cops themselves can no longer be trusted in the United States of America. Do you know what it means to be boxed in when you're in a car? Let me just explain ambushes and how they work, because boxing someone in a car to kill or kidnap them is a very, very, very old technique. It is used by intelligence agencies. Special operations forces train in it. Gangs. The Italian mafia uses it. The Russian mafia uses it. Why? What's the point? If you're in a car, you may feel safe. After all, you can move quickly. You're in a big, heavy thing. You have windows. You have essentially walls beside you. All that sounds really good. And you can drive away if you get into trouble. However, if you are in that car and you end up with a vehicle in front of you, to your side, and behind you, so you can't drive through the vehicles anymore, that safe little pod you just had becomes a kill box, and you can easily be boxed in and killed. This kind of thing happens in Colombia all the time. It just happened to our federal officers in the city of Chicago. And not only is there no outrage from the Democrat Party on down, not only is the governor himself lying about it.
What do you know about this incident? Were federal agents boxed in and assaulted?
Well, we don't have a lot of facts. What happens in these sorts of incidents is typically ICE puts out a press release before anybody else can speak with the press, and then it gets reported on social media and elsewhere. Remember, these are the same folks who killed a person, an unarmed person, just a couple of weeks ago in Franklin Park. At first, they said that the officer had been threatened with.
But it's not just the governor, you see. Chicago's police were on the way to help, and then they were called off.
All right, and 999, just to confirm, 39th Police in Kedzie, they were saying that they were being surrounded by that large crowd, and they were requesting the police were not sending, waving off all the cars heading to 39th Police in Kedzie.
Again, those are the orders we're being given.
Okay, 10-4. And again, for all the units that we called to go over that way, 39th Police in Kedzie, if you could just hold off 911, 913, 923, 924, 933, 934, just disregard that, 39th Place in Kedzie.
The feds make a call. We're surrounded. This is dangerous. We need help. Chicago starts sending a few officers. The order comes down. Nope, don't help. Officers called off. Officers turn off the lights, turn off the sirens, and drive away while federal officers are under attack by animals. It's time to talk about big city police departments in a very frank way, because it applies to you and me and our country. Now, before we get to that, I'm not a blanket guy. I'll be honest with you. I don't do blankets. I'm hot all the time. I'm an everywhere pants guy. However, I don't know what the world record is for blankets, but she's in the running. She's in the running. We could probably look it up, the Guinness Book of World Records. She may have the record as far as single person blanket ownership goes. You know what her favorite one is? We were sitting around yesterday after church. She was just sitting on the couch. You know what she was draped in? That new blanket from Cozy Earth. One of those super duper comfy ones. She was talking about how it's heavier, so it's cozier. Everything they do is right. Their sheets are the best ever. Their robes, well, you already know, I'm a robe guy. Their everywhere pants. She loves their face cream stuff. Their blankets. I'm telling you, your home is about to be draped in cozier stuff. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. Absolutely amazing stuff. All of it. And I love that they made my wife happy. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Jesse saves you a fortune. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Medal of Honor Monday coming up a half hour from now. We're talking about two different Americas, and now we're about to explain why you have to start being much more wary than you have been about big city police departments and big city cops. It's not just Chicago. This is happening everywhere. New York City. And that stuff hurts, right? When you picture New York City. That's the NYPD, man. Those are the guys who ran into the towers, right? No, they're not. Not anymore. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll come back to that. If you heard what happened in Portland, here's a couple things that have been happening since ICE has been surging into Portland. A reporter, Nick Sorter is his name, good kid. He was over there filming. All this is on camera. You can go watch it. Antifa comes up to him, assaults him. He pushes them back. Portland Police Department arrests Nick and not Antifa. But it gets way worse than that. Katie Davenport, she's just this little thing, just woman, just little thing, little blonde thing, brave. Always out there filming these savages. And that's all she does is film. She's not there waving signs, agitating, yelling at anybody. She shows up with a camera and she films Antifa. This is also on camera. Katie's standing there filming. Antifa guy walks by with a flagpole, belts her in the face with it. The whole side of her face is black and blue now. By the way, you can go look at pictures of it if you'd like. Katie, like I said, very brave young woman. Angry, follows the man who hit her, follows him all the way to the safe house where he ducks into. She then goes and grabs Portland's police department, grabs a cop, and says, I was just assaulted. Here's my face. Here is the exact location where the man who assaulted me on camera is located. Portland Police Department not only failed to do anything to him at all, refused to do anything to him at all, they put out a public statement and called her a liar. What has happened to big city cops? This doesn't apply, by the way, to rural sheriffs and small town cops and things like that, state troopers. That's not what I'm saying. What has happened to big city cops? Well, you understand, because we've talked about it many times, about how the communist wants more violent crime. We don't have to go over all that right now. You understand all that. He wants more violent crime. It destabilizes society. Well, what's the thin blue line holding back so many of these savages? The cops in these urban areas. The cops. So what do you do if you're a communist? What do you do when there's all these brave men and women who will throw cuffs on you and throw you in jail? Well, it's not just that you get the judges and DAs you need to let the animals loose. You've got to do something about the cops. They have dreamt for years about getting rid of the cops. And if you can't get rid of the cops, replace the cops. After St. George Floyd died of an overdose, what happened across the United States of America was, well, it's something people are still dying over to this day. They took those cops, not just one, by the way, not just Derek Chauvin, they took multiple cops who were there, guys who were standing around, and they took their badges away and threw them in cages. They're still sitting in prison to this day. Cops across the United States of America, from New York City, Chicago, Portland, Seattle, on and on and on it goes, have been taught that they will be thrown to the wolves.
the second they put a communist street animal in prison, God forbid he's black, then they're really going away for a very long time. And you know what brave men and women do when they're faced with no backup whatsoever? They A, retire, or they B, go somewhere else where they can be safe and appreciated. And so all those wonderful cops, the guys who run into the towers when they're burning, the guys who kick in doors and arrest gangbangers, they're not going to go to prison for having to discharge their firearm. They're going to go work private security. They're going to go find a different role somewhere. Or they're going to pack up their family and they're going to move to Florida. They're going to move to South Carolina, Montana, somewhere else where they are allowed to do their jobs. But what's the net result of that? After all, you got to have someone in the NYPD. You got to have someone with a cop car and a badge. You got to have someone in Chicago working a beat. So who are you going to get? Well, let me go ahead and spoil it for you. The communist leadership in these cities, they only select the most scummy, dirty communists, and they promote them through the ranks of these police organizations. They run the good cops out of town. Now they're all working a beat in Florida, and they then began to fill up these police organizations with the biggest bunch of DEI order-following scumbags you've ever seen in your entire life. Do you remember that story from Memphis of that dude who got beaten to death? This is another one you can look at on camera, although kids, I wouldn't recommend it at all because it's a little bit ugly. You've got these five black cops. They arrest this guy, and then while he's in handcuffs, you can watch him beat him to death on camera. Guess where they got those five black cops from? They were all post-George Floyd DEI hired cops. If you're a good cop in Memphis, who wants to be a good cop in Memphis where nobody has your back? Not the judges, not the mayor, nobody else. So you turn in your badge and you go work a beat in Texas somewhere. In the meantime, they go grab 25 dirt balls off the streets. They sail them through the academy. They hand them a badge and now they arrest you when the communists come for you. I hate saying it. And I hate that this is where we are. And by the way, don't send me an email saying cops have always been scumbags, because that's not true at all. Yes, there have always been dirty cops, and that is the worst thing in the world. I fully acknowledge that. There have always been dirty, corrupt cops. I'm talking about pervasive rot throughout the big city police departments, and now you had best start being real careful. Real careful. When you walk in these urban areas, don't think when you look across the street at that cop in a uniform, you're looking at an ally who's going to have your back when that drugged out savage with the machete starts coming at you. Oh, he may stop him. He may not. If you happen to stop Machete Man, I know who's getting handcuffs put on him. So back to what I just talked about in the opening. I don't know where we go from here. I don't understand how to live in an America where federal agents are swarmed, under attack. We're very lucky none of them were killed. And the Chicago Police Department puts out the order to the cops that they're not allowed to assist, and the cops don't.
And 999, just to confirm, 39th Police in Kesey, they were saying that they were being surrounded by that large crowd, and they were requesting the police were not sending. I'm waving off all the cars heading to 39th Police in Kesey.
Again, those are the orders we're being given.
Okay, 10-4. And again, for all the units that we called to go over that way, 39th Police in Kesey, if you could just hold off 911, 913. 923, 924, 933, 934. Just disregard that. 39th place in Kesey.
What was that? I lost count. 5-6 units on their way to go help. Chicago Police Department calls them off and they leave. We are very, very lucky we're not sitting here on a Monday discussing the death of an ICE agent. We're very, very lucky. And you know that's not going to last, right? someone's going to die.
Our intelligence indicates that these people are organized. They're getting more and more people on their team as far as attacking officers, and they're making plans to ambush them and to kill them. We have specific officers and agents that have bounties that have been put out on their heads. It's been $2,000 to kidnap them, $10,000 to kill them. They've released their pictures. They've sent them between their networks, and it's an extremely dangerous situation and unprecedented. So we've put protective detail around those individuals, changed some of our operations to keep our officers safe.
How do we fix this? Look, I can give you a solution. I don't like it. You're probably not going to like it. But I can give you a solution. We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about something good. I need something good. I feel yucky. I need Medal of Honor Monday, and I need Hillsdale College. That's what I need. You know what I want? I want us all to be smarter, wiser. I certainly need all the help I can get. Hillsdale gives us that as a gift. They do it as a gift. When I heard about Hillsdale offering more than 40 free online courses, first thing I asked them was, what's the catch? Hold on, what's the catch? You're not just letting me take 40 online courses at no cost. What's the catch? There's no catch. Hillsdale doesn't want all their wisdom staying on their campus. They want everyone to know it. If everyone in the United States of America, including your children, took some courses from Hillsdale, learned about capitalism, learned about Rome, learned about the Book of Genesis, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, if everyone did, this entire country would change overnight. It could save the country. But you can only save you and me. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I swear the whole show is not going to be heavy, but there's some heavy stuff to talk about. We have to talk about these judges. We have to talk about this attorney general fantasizing about killing us. There's a lot we have to get to on the show. Look, we're going to take time for Medal of Honor Monday in 10 minutes, and we're going to take time to make fun of Dome. And you can still email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. What do we do, having lost completely huge, important parts of America? I love Chicago. I love New York City. Dude, I've had a blast in L.A. Portland, like I said, is gorgeous. Seattle, the Pacific Northwest is my jam. What do we do? Well, when you get to this place as a country, there aren't great solutions. Let's just be honest about that right now. There aren't great solutions. And to be frank, I don't think there are constitutional solutions. I really hate that. Now, I understand that ICE and the National Guard, they have all the constitutional authority in the world to go into these places, grab illegals, and deport them. That we can do. How do we save Chicago from the communists who run it? How do we save New York City? I mean, Mamdani's going to win that election. You know that. How do we say LA already has a trained communist, Karen Bass, as their mayor? Remember, she's a woman who took multiple trips to Cuba for her communist training. When I say trained communist, I mean trained communist. Trained. How do we save the cities? Well, you can abandon them, meaning Trump can, or whoever's after Trump, because this is going to be years and years and years. You and I are going to be having this discussion. Trump can send in ICE, send in the National Guard, grab every illegal you can, and then leave. You can. And to be honest, that's probably the limit of his constitutional authority. Or you can occupy them. You can mobilize the United States military and send them in. Remove the city government, the entire police department, basically declare martial law in the city and clean it out. Now, let's be clear about this. That's completely unconstitutional. It completely, all the way, unconstitutional. And I'm not pushing for it. I'm not. But like I just said, once you have gigantic American cities completely occupied by hostile entities, they are foreign countries now. They are foreign communist nations now. And that's exactly how they see themselves, as foreign countries.
The extreme right in this country refused to accept the results of the Civil War. They have repeatedly called for a rematch. But in the coming weeks, we will use this opportunity to build greater resistance. Chicagoans are clear. Militarizing our troops in our city as justification to further escalate a war in Chicago will not be tolerated. This moment that we are in, Chicago was built for this moment. Immigrants from around the world, descendants of slaves, have come to this city to make it the global capital of the world.
Does that sound like someone who sees himself at all as an American citizen? Or is that somebody who sees himself as having a foreign city-state within the borders of America, but ready to fight to protect his city-state from a hostile foreign power? You know exactly what the answer to that question is. We don't have good solutions left. I will tell you this, though, because I don't have an answer. I don't know whether you send in the Marines or you get rid of the illegals and then you say screw them and you leave the place. I don't know. There aren't good solutions. But I will again say this to you. Maybe you are listening to me right now in Chicago. Maybe you're listening on 710 WOR New York City. Maybe you're listening to me in LA, Seattle, Portland. Maybe you're listening in one of these places. I cannot tell you how to live your life. Can't tell you where to live. But if you are going to remain there, maybe you have to for your job or your family or your kids' school. I get it. If you are going to remain there, you had better understand you're in Russia now. You're in China now. And you need to operate that way. I really, really mean it. I'm not trying to overspeak here. I'm trying to let you know that's how you have to live. You have to keep your head down, your mouth shut. You are not in a safe place. You do not have any level of state protection, including the police department. They are not on your side. They are all either committed communists or working for them en route to retirement. I wish you didn't have to live in those circumstances. I wish we were not in this situation. I think this is a terrible place to be, and I would encourage you, if you are able, to get out. Even, you know, if you're in New York City, get to Long Island. Get to the burbs if you're in Chicago. Get out. If you cannot, well, how would you operate if you lived in Beijing? Let's say you had to go to Beijing for work with your family. You're going to be there for 2 years. How would you operate? How would you conduct yourself? That's how you have to start conducting yourself in Portland, in Chicago. These places are no longer the United States of America. They are hostile foreign city states. And you are in a hostile land. That sucks. I don't celebrate it, but that's where we are. We are going to do Medal of Honor Monday. Let's step away from this gunk. And then we're going to talk about this attorney general wannabe in Virginia. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.